people, two of the players and former players. And I think you can see that when, you know, you go around the country and talk to former players who played with Coach McGinnis and what they say and how much of an influence he was on their lives at that age. And I hear about that a lot, especially from the 75 team that's coming back next weekend. But same thing with Red. You hear from a lot of players and the stories and how much that he meant to them, not only in their hockey careers, but just their careers in general. So very similar. And boy, how lucky am I to have an opportunity to be around two guys like that. And I'll throw a third one at Willard Eichel in high school. And he's a legend in Minnesota. I mean, so I was very fortunate to be around some unbelievable coaches and people in my day.
Coach, we won 41 faceoffs Saturday night, lost only 24. This next question talks about and asks you, why are we so much better on faceoffs right now?
Well, I like our centers. I like our centers a lot. And not only as centers, but a guy like Joel Lesbruns will take some draws, Tyler Heinonen. So we've got some good experience there. The only guy that doesn't have a lot is Alex Smith, but he does a fantastic job. He's right up there with one of our better centers.
11-3
with faceoffs. Yeah, he is fantastic for a freshman like Jake Lucchini. He'll tell you, he'll laugh. He struggled last year at faceoffs, but he's getting better. But Gary Shuchuk does a good job of taking faceoffs with our guys on a regular built basis of practice and just showing them different techniques. And our guys are doing a good job. And anytime you win faceoffs, obviously it creates puck possession. And we like that.
Next question. Actually, that's it for right now. So let's
take
a break.
Wow.
We'll take a break and be back with more of the Mal Pearson Show right after this.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game-changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Welcome back here on Mix 93 to the Mal Pearson Show, and we're getting ready for the big series against the Wolverines, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Also, want to go back a little bit, Coach, and talk about John Scott weekend and what a success it was having him up.
It was fantastic, and I just want to really thank John Scott and his wife Danielle and her parents for coming up and the four kids. And it's not always easy to just jump in a family with four young children. I think four and under, and the two newborn twins. But John and Danielle and they're fantastic representatives of Michigan Tech, not only Michigan Tech hockey and the athletic department, but just Michigan Tech in general. He's so personable. You watch him with the people and how he treats everybody very well and like they want to be treated, and very personable. He gave our team a real nice message on Friday night. It was short and sweet, something like, "I didn't drive all this way to see you guys lose, so let's go." But it was good to see John, and he seems very at ease and very comfortable with where he's at now that he's retired, and he's got some things going on, and it's good to see him. He just makes you feel good. He's one of those people you just feel good about being around, you know, and I'm just so happy and so thankful that they came up, and I think it was a real treat for our fans, and so thanks to John and Danielle for coming up.
When we talked to him during the broadcast, he did mention that he is continuing in his career. His first game was Sunday morning in the new beer league down in Traverse City. And I said, what a great pickup for that team right there.
Oh, sure. It's hard to give the game up, Dirk, as you know. It's a great game to play, and I'm glad John's having some fun with it. Not that he didn't before, but now he can just relax and have some fun with it.
What about, I wanted to ask you about last year, Coach, you did a really great thing called Pearson's Pals.
Oh, yeah.
Is that back again this year?
Pearson's Pals is, and obviously, this weekend were our first games, and my wife and I have donated tickets to Big Brothers and whatnot over here in Hancock, and they bring someone gets to come to the game, a needy child or family comes to a game, and I think we had 8 people there on Saturday, and we've also had a couple other guys come on board with me, so I've had Tanner Carroll and his wife Taylor have come on board and partnered with myself and Susie to help promote this Pearson's Pals, where we can get needy or maybe less fortunate or people normally wouldn't afford or couldn't afford to buy tickets or want to spend the money in that way to come to a hockey game. So we've got Tanner on board. I've got one more guy, and he's going to give me a decision, and I think he'll be on board too. So I'm trying to expand that and try to, you know, make it bigger so we can get more people that can come to the game who, like I said, maybe might be a little less fortunate and don't have that disposable income to spend on a hockey game, and get them there because it's such a great event and atmosphere, and our players really enjoy it after the game. You know, these young people get to come in and the families take a picture with their player, whoever they want to do after the game.
That's
and
cool.
It just, like I said, when you see the smiles on the young people's faces, and our guys do a great job, it really means a lot to myself and Susie, and I know for Tanner and Taylor also. So we're fortunate we can do that.
It's a great thing. A couple of questions trickling in here, Coach. Yeah. Can you ask the coach if we are doing anything different based on the style Michigan plays versus what Huntsville played?
No, we're going to go after them. No, we're going to play our – we have to play our game. There might be a tweak here or there, but overall – we like the way we play. We've had a lot of success with it over the last couple of years. So we just have to make sure we skate, and Michigan's a skating skilled team.
One other question. You talked quite a bit about this last week, but is the WCHA trying to get away from the clutch and grab label with all the penalties being
big called? Time, yes. Yeah. And, I thought this weekend crept back in a little bit, when we were in their zone so much, especially on Saturday. So, I watch it once, but I'll review it again and just see. But, yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And I think as players sense it and realize it, will depend more on speed and skill in this league, which I think is going to be fabulous. It's great for the fans.
Coach, Michigan has played 3 games. They have won 2, yep. And their defenseman, Sam Piazza, I believe is how you pronounce his name, yep. Has 3 goals already.
He does, and Sam's a good player. Yeah, I mean, I've always liked him.
Yeah, they have 2 shorthanded goals already this year.
They do. Well, they've always been a get up the ice and put pressure on you, shorthanded. So special teams are driving the bus there, too, mm-hmm. at Michigan right now, and they've got a good team. They've lost some really good players, but they've got a couple young goalies who've come in LaFontaine and Levine, and they played extremely well. So, that's always been an area where they wanted to improve, and I think they have. And they've always got skilled players, so it's going to be a fun series. And I'd like to special shout-out to a U of M alumni, a grad. It's her birthday today, my daughter, Sarah. So I know Sarah listens to the show downstate. So love you, Sarah, and happy birthday today.
So
you better be rooting for Michigan
yeah,
Tech, though.
The
Thank
CCM
you.
Line is gone, but they have so much great young
oh,
talent.
Oh, yeah.
Still
you know, they got
out.
Alex Kyle there. They got Brendan Warren there. I mean, they've got all the draft choices. They got a young kid named Lockwood from the National
Will
Development
Lockwood,
Program.
Yeah.
He's fast and skilled and plays with an edge. And like I said, they've got some good defensemen back there, too. So, it'll be a big test for us. And Yost's always a tough place to play. But I think our guys are excited and anxious to get down there and, continue this rivalry. And hopefully we can keep that going.
And we played good games down there a couple years ago.
We have, yeah. We lost in overtime and I think a 1-goal game or 2-goal game late. So, we had good games down there. And we expect real hard-fought good games this year again.
Is Nagel considered the number one right now? Because all three of them have played.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. You know, that's a question for them. But it looks like they really like their young guys, and they both had a good game. So I expect to see those two young guys.
ArcelorMittal, well, seventh man coming up in a week. So we're out of time here, Coach.
Yeah, big weekend against Northern next Friday, week Friday. We're bringing back the 75 team in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Brent Peterson, Scott White, ArcelorMittal, seventh man T-shirt. First 1,000 people get T-shirts. So we'll talk more about Monday, but big weekend coming up this weekend. And then we'll have a great turnout for that Friday game next weekend to celebrate our Hall of Fame inductees.
Go Huskies.